Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Did Goodell promise? It's probably already publicly known, but if you get a new stadium, you get a Super Bowl, right? That's a
lock.
Given. That's a given.
Lock for a
what
Super Bowl.
What other things can
lock.
We... What
lock
other,
it up.
Lock. What other things do we get besides a Super Bowl? We're going to get Final Four?
You could get Final Four. You could get WWE. You could get some college playoff. You could get
college final
big concerts.
Yeah. You can get Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Yep. You know what happened at the Beyonce concert recently? People were like, "What is going on at this stadium?"
Right.
Mayor Bowser earlier this morning on with the Junkies, a Super Bowl being, you heard her interject, lock, lock. Yeah, within 10 years, Washington's going to host a Super Bowl. The breaking news, which we expected yesterday, Chairman Mendelson, the council chair, announced today and held a press conference that they are going to vote on August 1st, a week from tomorrow. And obviously, they're going to take a vote because they've got the votes to pass the deal that he described as a much better deal and much more advantageous for the city and its taxpaying residents than the original deal. But don't overlook the work the mayor put in getting the original term sheet done. That is a long slog to get that done. And good job by the council to perhaps improve the deal that the mayor had cut back in late April. So a week from tomorrow, it looks like we will have a go-ahead. And then, you know, I guess the next big event would be the groundbreaking. You know, when they break ground on the RFK site and begin the process of building out not only a stadium, but what will become, you know, I think in some ways like the Wharf and other areas, a destination for the DMV, for the region. Looking forward to that. 5 years away from it, but looking forward to it. This was Mayor Bowser on the stadium design. This is what she told the Junkies.
I have, and I'm talking a little bit ahead of school because out of school because we're always anticipating the right thing happening. And so when we get an approval, we want to be ready to go. We want to be ready with all the environmental, all the design. So I've had a couple of discussions with the design teams that the Commanders have brought on. And only when they get an approval, though, can they go 100%.
Okay. Did we learn anything from that about the design? That soundbite?
I think what they were asking was, have you seen the design? And her answer was like, yes, but I can't really talk on it.
Okay.
Kind of what it sounded like.
All right. So it'll be exciting when we see the mock-ups. I mean, there have been mock-ups that have been out there on the internet, on social media before, but I don't think they've been the actual chosen architectural drawings for the team. I'm actually interested in that process. Like, is it Josh Harris and the team that drives that process? Or I would think the city would have to have a say-so because there are building requirements, right? We have a very unique city in terms of its skyline. We have, you know, building height requirements, unlike every other city in the country. So not that a stadium is going to exceed that height, clearly. But the retail, the commercial, the residential around it. Anyway, this was the mayor on pregame tailgating at the new stadium. Here's what she said.
They don't have to worry about that. People drove in and out of RFK for years. Remember all those championships? It's going to be bigger, but there are also more transportation options than the when the football team played there before. We have more public bus. We have more people taking scooters. We have ride share like through the roof. This is a transit town. People are not single occupant vehicle drivers in D.C. like they are in other places. So they're quite used to going to RFK. And by the way, we have a whole corridor that's waiting for these fans on H Street Northeast. So we want people to pregame at the stadium. And yes, they will be able to tailgate. And we want people to stop at all of the restaurants and eateries along the way, like on H Street Northeast, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from the new stadium.
Yeah, that H Street corridor in Northeast is awesome. There will be a lot of options, you know, prior to games. But the area surrounding the stadium will be option A. And it sounds like tailgating, even if it's parking, you know, above ground parking, even if that ends up being a part of it. Here's the last soundbite that we wanted to play of the mayor, who was on with the Junkies earlier this morning, talking about RFK being the perfect location.
Was I blown away by it? No, because I thought they could see the opportunity. Like, this is not like a in my opinion, I'm the mayor, like a hard sell RFK. Like, it is perfect for the football experience, the views, and the importance. You know, Roger Goodell was at our announcement for a reason. Okay, so it's important to the team. It's important to the league.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is, I mean, it's the only location. I mean, any other location, the cost probably would have been, you know, times five. And, you know, it's right there up against the Anacostia River. It's a massive piece of land. It is now leased for the next 100 years. There is history, tradition, and there's an opportunity to take a very blighted, large piece of land and turn it into something special for the city. In many ways, I'm excited that the team will end up back on the RFK site. You know, when all is said and done, it will be literally 33 years later, right? Moved out in 97 was the first year in Landover. They'll be in 2030. So 33 years. Put it this way, it was essentially 33 years that the team was at RFK before they moved. They moved in 61, moved out at the end of the 96 season. So 35 years at RFK. Remember this too, and I've said this a few times. Given the season the team just had, the problem with Landover was twofold. One, a stadium built, you know, basically overnight, and it was a bad stadium. We know what the, you know, ingress, egress, degress, all of the to and froms were nightmares with that stadium. But the other problem was they didn't have a good team ever in Landover. But these next five seasons, 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29, five more seasons with this team and this quarterback, the most memories in Landover will be made on the way out of Landover. It's very possible they're going to host many playoff games over the next 5 years, and maybe even an NFC championship game or two over the next 5 years. I'm getting ahead of myself for sure, but based on what we saw and based on what we think the quarterback will be, the best memories of Landover, Northwest Field now, will be in the final 5 years before the move to RFK. And it's very possible that some incredible lasting franchise memories will be made on the way out of Landover. Ben Standing from Ashburn, day two of training camp practices next.